Okay, so let's have a look at where ideas for a business come from. So there's two places where they come from. One, internal, which is from within either the business or the entrepreneur, and external then, which comes from outside the business or outside the entrepreneur. So internal examples then, so from within, so we're going to have internal sources of ideas for a business and internal sources ideas for an entrepreneur. So we look at the entrepreneur ideas from. So these are coming from within the entrepreneur. So the examples we're going to be looking at are interests and hobbies, two, unexpected events, three, frustration, and four, skills and knowledge. So interest and hobbies then. So if an entrepreneur has an interest or hobby and they enjoy what they're doing, then they might be able to turn that hobby or interest into a successful business. So for example, if you think of Joe Canning, his interest and hobbies would be hurling. So he's turned that interest and hobby into a business where he makes hurdles. The next one then is unexpected events. So it's kind of like an eureka moment. So a thought or event provokes an idea for a good service or a good. For example, trying to solve problems leads to a completely different product or invention. So you might be doing something and then all of a sudden something pops into your head because you're doing that and it's going to give you a new idea. So for example, Dr. John Pepperton first developed Coca-Cola's medicine and now it's turned into a drink. Your third one then is frustration. So an entrepreneur may be frustrated about the lack of a product on the market. For example, when developing certain products for baby needs. So the likes of a lot of products maybe for baby food might be full of sugar. So very health conscious parents didn't like that. So then they would design more healthy food for children and that. And then you got your skills and knowledge. And number four, an entrepreneur may be have a particular skill or knowledge that can be turned into a business. For example, somebody who is good at speaking a language might teach other people how to use that, maybe set up some night classes in a school to learn Spanish if the person's from Spain. Then you got internal sources of ideas for a business. So we're looking at brainstorming, entrepreneurship, and research and development. So brainstorming, this is when people from different areas of the business come together to think of as many ideas as possible. Some ideas will be rejected and others will be put forward for further development. So when we come to the development process of new products, the very first one, idea generation, is all about brainstorming. So for example, three friends developed the Irish Fairy Door Company when they were brainstorming ideas around the kitchen table. Now, that's a huge international business at the moment. Entrepreneurship then, so means that ideas come from employees. So this is where employees are going to show entrepreneur skills, but they're going to come from within the business. So through suggestion boxes or schemes. Since they work with the products, they may be best placed to come up with the ideas on how to improve them by adding new features. So what the business will do to encourage entrepreneurship, they'll offer employees incentives such as bonuses or a percentage of the profits. And the last one then, research and development. Number three, specialized department in the business that develops new goods or services as new ideas and new ideas for existing products. For example, Apple and Samsung. They will be so big, they'll have a special department that's going to research and develop new products. So for example, Kerry Group has an R&D department and they spend 180 million each year on research and development. So they can spend 180 million each year. Imagine how much they're making in sales. So there, your internal source of finance. So for entrepreneurs, you've got one, interest and hobbies, two, unexpected events, three, frustration, four, skills. And for business, existing business and businesses, you got one, brainstorming, two, entrepreneurship, and three, research and development.